The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And Craig Hughes, like I say, with me, political editor at the Daily Mail, to talk about, well, government formation. We had kind of parliamentary party meetings happening, all the new TDs getting tours of the new digs today, Craig. Is that right?
Yes, there's a lot of fresh faces around Leinster House as I was walking the corridors today. Lots of happy new TDs who perhaps don't know what mundane daily routines lie ahead of them, but I'm sure they will soon enough. Fianna Fáil were the first to hold their parliamentary party meeting. There was a spontaneous, we're told, round of applause for Micheál Martin, prompted by Brendan Smith saying that it was
great. All rounds of applause not spontaneous?
Well, you're not as cynical as I.
Don't sit around and discuss them in advance. When will we have our round of applause? It's not scheduled in the minutes anyway.
Oh well, you know, I think, well, anyway, that aside, there was a round of applause for the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader. He was quite buoyant when he came to speak to the media. He was quite clear that he said that Fianna Fáil's 10 seat lead over Fine Gael will have to be reflected in the next formation of the government. So people have been talking and speculating what this might mean. Will it be the end of the rotating Taoiseach? I don't think it will. I don't think that's something that will get over the line. However, I also don't agree, don't believe the Fine Gael line that they want parity of esteem, you know, that equal reflection on both parties. And I guess if one person in Fine Gael said to me, well, you know, we have a pretty strong hand to play, we could just tell them to go and talk to the Shinners. But I think in reality, if you were to play that out and say there was no agreement, would Fine Gael like to be going back to the electorate on the basis that they were putting party before country? I think not. So I think what you'll get is an initial agreement. I guess the choreography is this: Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will first meet, and then they will discuss whether they want to talk with other parties, namely Social Democrats and the Labour Party, or independents, first of all. And so I guess that first part of the deal will most likely have the bones on it first. I don't think there'll be any change to rotating Taoiseach. I think what you might see is an extra ministry or two going to the Fianna Fáil side of things.
Okay. Micheál Martin, though, to be Taoiseach first.
Yes.
One would assume.
Oh, yeah, no, undoubtedly so, yeah.
How long will all this take to happen?
Certainly not before Christmas, I wouldn't imagine. I mean, I was talking to one of the regional independents who I believe are the most likely to prop up this
government. Remind people listening, which group is that, the regional independents group?
So they formed a technical group today now, and that's only formed for speaking time in the Dáil, but it's indicative of who they are. So you've got Sean Canny, Co East, Marion Harkin, Sligo, Barry Hennigan, the new 26-year-old, newly elected in Dublin.
Yeah, we had him on the show yesterday. He said his phone was on.
Yes, indeed, a protégé. Of another independent who propped up the government before,
yes, Finian McGrath. Who he told us was giving him great advice on how to play his cards over the next few days.
Indeed. Well, the first good bit of advice he seems to have gotten was being put into the regional group, despite him not being from one of the regions, but even though they're
Dublin's
in the mix.
Dublin's our region of the country, you know.
We've got Noel Grealish, the Galway West, Michael Larry from Tipperary, Kevin Boxer Moran, also serving in government, now from Athlone based, now re-elected, Verona Murphy, who of course would love the opportunity to be transport minister, you'd imagine, with her former background as the head of the Hauliers Group, and newly elected Gillian Toole from Mead West.
So how many is that?
That's eight. You only need six for a technical group, but I was talking to Sean Canny this evening and he confirmed that they haven't decided yet whether they will negotiate as a bloc or not, which is crucial.
And will they want you mentioned Verona wanting to be maybe Minister for Transport. The other option is just you do versions of kind of Gregory deals, you know, and you give people what they want for the constituency and they support the government without being around the cabinet table. But that group of politicians you described there, they want to be involved directly, don't they?
I would say if you
certainly
are,
some of them do.
Yeah, so I mean, as I said, I think it's premature to say if they will come with a block or not. That's from their own words. And I think the government might have a bit of wiggle room if they went with them over, say, Social Democrats or the Labour Party. If they went with one of those two parties, they would probably have to give them, I would expect, three cabinet ministries like the Green Party had. The Green Party had three cabinets and then one super junior and a few other juniors. I think you'd get away with probably two with the independents and then a few, and maybe one super junior and a few other in the junior ranks. That seems to be galvanising as the clearest direction of travel. Even talking to people in the Social Democrats and Labour, they are struggling to get away from the numbers simply being the numbers. And I would actually go back to when you go back to, you know, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are talking about programme for government speaking about policy. I was looking at, you know, some of the tax measures, for example, that Fine Gael want to bring forward that would be very difficult for Labour and Social Democrats to swallow, like, and even going back to the Taoiseach's Acorn scheme. So when I look at how it would be easier for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to progress their own stated policies, yeah, that'd be much easier with the grouping of independents rather than the one of those political parties.
Craig Hughes, political editor at the Daily Mail. Craig, thanks to Medium.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.